Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you're joining us for the second day of our lesson, Managing Difficult Workers. Uncle Bob and his nephew Ben are talking about some people that Ben recently hired. One of these workers, Ralph, is quite a difficult person to be around. What else did we learn about yesterday's lesson, Carolyn?
Well, we learned that Ralph has the requisite skills that he needs to complete his job, but he doesn't always do it the way he should. And oftentimes, the other workers will have to redo what he was supposed to have done.
It's true. And of course, another problem that Ralph has is that he is chronically late. So he's good at what he does, but he's chronically late. He doesn't really follow instructions. So maybe Ben might have to terminate him. That's not a good thing. Ben doesn't really want to do this. Well, we're going to continue this conversation with Uncle Bob and Ben. Let's do that now.
Managing difficult workers.
You need to figure out how to make this a win-win situation.
How do I do that?
Well, problem employees often behave the way they do because their behavior has helped them get what they want in the past.
There's definitely a kernel of truth in that.
So, making this a win-win situation will depend on making sure that bad behavior is no longer an effective way for Ralph to get what he wants.
But I already have rules. It's just that he won't abide by them.
Then you need to have clearly defined consequences for rule breaking and use them.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. A big part of being a boss is the skill that is required to manage your employees. Today, we rejoin Ben and Uncle Bob for their chat on how to deal with problem employees. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Kernel. Kernel is a noun. There is a kernel of wisdom in what you are saying. Abide by. Abide by is an idiom. If you can't abide by the rules, you will get into trouble. Lament. Lament is a verb. I want to think about the future instead of lamenting the past. Magnitude. Magnitude is a noun. It was a disaster because of the magnitude of the earthquake. Your more information word is head-on. Head-on is an adverb. Let's dive in and find out more.
Uncle Bob does have some very good ideas. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of this conversation. Uncle Bob, well, I'll be Uncle Bob again. You need to figure out how to make this a win-win situation.
Oh, I really like that phrase there, actually, yeah? Uncle Bob. To be a win-win situation means that no one loses. Mm-hmm. Ben gets something good, Ralph gets something good, and nothing bad really happens, but the problem is solved.
It's true. So that's a great solution. Sometimes it's the other way around. Sometimes things happen and it's a lose-lose situation where nobody wins. Sometimes it's a win-lose situation. Of course, the best is if it's a win-win situation. Okay.
Yes, and that is not always easy.
Nope.
So Ben asks, how do I do that?
Well, problem employees often behave the way they do because their behavior has helped them get what they want in the past. Now, there's something I like here from this sentence, problem employees. So we've talked about the word difficult and how it can be used to describe people. The word problem can also describe people.
That's right. So Ralph would be a problem employee, mm-hmm. and Uncle Bob is giving some pretty good advice here, just really telling something that is true, and Ben sees that as well. He says, there's definitely a kernel of truth in that.
That's great. I love that Ben says this. Okay, he's kind of using something figurative, something that we can picture in our minds, a kernel of something. That's from our word bank, actually. A kernel is a small part of a seed that is edible. Usually I think about a kernel of corn, but how else could you use this word?
Well, here it's talking about being the center or the mm-hmm. main idea of something. So when Uncle Bob said that problem employees do what they do because it has helped them to get what they want in the past, then Ben agrees. He thinks that that statement is very true. It's not just a little bit true, but there's a kernel, something great and very true about that statement.
That's right. So you can use that phrase too. Usually you see it in those three words. It's a kernel of truth. Uncle Bob says, so making this a win-win situation will depend on making sure that bad behavior is no longer an effective way for Ralph to get what he wants. Very wise words from Uncle Bob.
They are. They sound like a pretty good idea. Now, it's not always easy to figure out how to change this type of behavior or change rules or make new rules or maybe even talk to the problem employee about what is going on. It can be quite a challenge.
It can be. And it can be difficult to really change someone's behavior. He wants to do something effective, though, something that will really work so that Ralph doesn't keep doing what he wants, especially if it's bad behavior.
That's right. And Ralph is not doing what he's supposed to be doing. He is behaving badly and has become a problem employee despite all of his great skills. Now, Ben continues, but I already have rules. It's just that he won't abide by them.
Very interesting. Well, I think Ralph should be abiding by the rules at the office. Let's take a look at this phrase straight from our word bank, to abide by something. That means you submit to the rules or you go along with those rules.
That's right. So you should obey the rules or abide by them. And those two words should go together, abide by, not just the word abide. Now, it's very important to follow the rules, and it sounds like Ralph is not doing that. Uncle Bob, you have the next line?
Then you need to have clearly defined consequences for rule breaking and use them.
Oh, well, this is quite a good idea, and you can probably find a kernel of truth in this statement as well. If you have rules, they need to be enforced. There must be consequences. Otherwise, people really aren't going to try to follow them or abide by them.
That's right. Let's talk about that word Carolyn just used. It's not in the magazine, but she just used the word enforce. If you have rules at your office and you're the manager or boss, you should enforce those rules. E-N-F-O-R-C-E. That means when people break them, there will be consequences. So you enforce those rules.
And that is a very good idea for any employer or teacher, manager, any position where you have people working under you. And teachers, that also is good for you because you have students who are working and they need to follow rules as well. Make sure that you are abiding by the rules.
Yes. Well, right now it's time for us to go and learn more with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 kernel 这个名词。Kernel 本来是指果实里面的果核或果仁。在这里延伸出来的意思是指一小部分。例如 I assume there's a kernel of truth in her argument. 我假设她的论点中有一些些的道理。 Colonel 也只是事情的核心或重点。例如 ,the kernel of the company's problem is its insufficient funds. 公司问题的核心是资金不足。继续我们看的是 abide 这个动词。abide 是指遵守。如果要说明遵守的对象是用介系词 by 再加上受词。例如 ,not many people here abide by the traffic rules. 这里很少人会遵守交通规则。也可以用它的现在分词 abiding 当作形容词，意思是指遵守的。例如 ,a law-abiding citizen, 一位奉公守法的公民。abide 也指忍受或承受。例如 ,I can't abide the man's rude behavior. 我没有办法忍受这个男人粗鲁的行为。
We are on the second day of the article, Managing Difficult Workers, and today Ben and his Uncle Bob are discussing how to make this difficult employee situation into a win-win situation so that both sides will be happy. Now, we've heard a lot of words of wisdom that had a kernel of truth in it from Uncle Bob,And we have a lot more to learn from this conversation in the next part of our reading. Let's get started.
Managing difficult workers.
Okay, so I need a plan. That's a start, but don't just sit around lamenting the situation and planning a response.Once the rules and consequences have been communicated, the main thing is to confront problems head on.
And if problems continue?
Make sure that consequences match the magnitude of the problem.
And ultimately, I need to act in the best interest of my business.
Right. And a time may come whenIt's no longer worth tolerating the problem. Then you'll have to let him go.
Thanks for the advice.
Well, I hope things work out.
All right, let's go to the beginning of this conversation. And Uncle Bob had just told Ben about enforcing rules. If you have someone who breaks the rules...You should probably enforce the rules even more. So, Ben, how does Ben respond, Carolyn?
Well, he says, okay, so I need a plan.
Well, that's a start, but don't just sit around lamenting the situation and planning a response. Well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank. To lament something. That means to just feel sorry for yourself about something.
That's right. So you really aren't doing anything to improve the situation.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there feeling sad and wishing something could be done.
It's true. This reminds me of a word we learned earlier, the word mourn. We talked about how Jenny Webb at the Elephant, Foundation, the Jumbo Foundation Elephant Orphanage, they mourned for Moses. You could also say that they were lamenting Moses' death.
That's right. So you can use this word in a few different ways. But here, Uncle Bob says that Ben should not lament the situation. This should not be a problem because he can come up with a plan. Now, Uncle Bob, how do you continue?
All right. Once the rules and consequences have been communicated, the main thing is to confront problems head on. Okay.So once these things have happened, you want to confront problems head on. Confrontation is not easy, is it, Carolyn?
That is very true. It can be very difficult to point out problems to other people. You worry about how they will react, especially if the employee is already a difficult person to work with.
Mm-hmm.
It could turn into an even bigger problem, butUncle Bob's advice is to confront it head on, to not go around the situation and just kind of pretend that maybe something is happening that shouldn't be, but to just say it directly.
That's right. It's good to be direct, not indirect in the situation. Okay, Ben, Uncle Bob said confront the problem head on.
And if the problems continue?
Make sure that consequences match the magnitude of the problem. Very good advice here, Uncle Bob. The magnitude of the problem. Magnitude is from our word bank as well. It's a very big word. Actually, it's talking about the size of something, the magnitude of something.
Yes, so that is how big something is. You don't use this word to describe how small something is. It's only for large things. So the magnitude of the problem, if the problem is very large, then the consequence should match it. But if it's not too big of a problem, then it shouldn't be as harsh of a consequence.
That's good. Of course, some things should have harsh consequences. We don't know what the situation is for Ralph. Well, Ben has the next line here. What does he say?
Oh, yes. And ultimately, I need to act in the best interest of my business.
And that is great, to act in the best interest of somebody. Let's take a look at that phrase. If you're doing something for someone's best interest, that means you really have them in mind. It's not just for yourself. It's not selfish. It's doing it for someone else's best interest. In this case, Ben is talking about the best interest of his business.
That's right. And it's very true because while Ralph is important, he is a person, he is one of Ben's employees, the business is Ben's most important priority right now. That's what he wants to focus on.
It's true. So, Uncle Bob, what does he say? Right. And a time may come when it's no longer worth tolerating the problem. Then you'll have to let him go and terminate him.
Oh, well, let him go. That is an interesting phrase right there. And Steve and Ken are going to talk to us all about it in the Information Cloud.
In the context of an employer-employee relationship, to let someone go is in fact a euphemism for dismissing that person.
And there are two possible ways of being let go. One is getting fired, and the other is getting laid off.
When a company doesn't have enough work for their employees, it may decide to lay people off. Layoffs can be temporary or permanent. If the company anticipates positive changes in the future with more work and opportunities, employees who are laid off may be called back.
But when an employee is let go because of poor work performance, repeated tardiness, or other reasons, he's being fired.
And how is a person fired? When a company decides that an employee should leave, it will give that person a discharge notice called pink slip. Why is it pink, Steve?
Well, Ken, in the old days when employees were paid in cash, the paymaster came around and handed out envelopes with money in them. If an employee was being let go, a discharge notice was included in the pay packet, and it was often printed on pink paper so it wouldn't get thrown away as junk mail. The term getting a pink slip has outlived the actual practice. Nowadays, the discharge notice is most likely white, not pink.
Let someone go, 字面上是让某人离开，其实这是解雇委婉的说法。今天课文中 Uncle Bob 说 Then you'll have to let him go, 你就必须让他走路。当一家公司要你走路，公司通常会给你一张所谓的 pink slip, 粉红色纸条，指的就是解雇通知单。其实在美国很早就有 pink slip 的说法，老板如果要解聘员工，就会在员工的工资袋里头加一张粉红纸条，说明为什么要解雇他。当然现在的解雇通知单呢，不一定是粉红色的，大多是白色的，但是 pink slip 一直沿用到今天，成为了解雇通知单的代名词。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Well, that is some very good advice, I think, from Uncle Bob about maybe letting him go. And Ben says in his next line, thanks for the advice.
Well, Ben is always thanking his Uncle Bob for some kind of advice, right? This is a great way to thank someone for the suggestions they gave. Uncle Bob says, well, I hope things work out.
Well, I hope things work out for Ben as well. This is a very important company for both Ben and his wife, Sandy. So I hope that everything will turn out just fine. And right now, it's time for us to enjoy a review skit. And then we can learn something with Michelle in the language lab.
Hello, Uncle Bob. I need your opinion on something.
Well, my door is always open.
Thanks. You know, I hired new employees last month.
Yes. How is that working out?
Two of them are great, but one isn't.
Does he have the requisite skills?
Yes. He's quite talented. The problem is his attitude.
Ooh, I see.
He's chronically late and always has dubious excuses.
Anything else?
He won't follow instructions. Others have to redo his work.
Ooh, well, you have grounds to terminate him.
Yes. But I really need the help. What can I do?
Ooh, make this a win-win situation.
But how?
Maybe he uses his bad behavior to get what he wants.
There's a kernel of truth in that.
So don't let him do it.
He needs to follow the rules.
Yes, and if he doesn't abide by them, there are consequences.
So, should I confront the problem head on?
Yes, that's my advice.
Thanks, Uncle Bob.
Yeah, well, remember, my door is always open.
Right.
So, would you please close the door on the way out?
Sure.
Yeah.
OK, 继续我们看的是 lament 这个动词。Lament 是指悔恨、哀悼、悲叹或者是感到惋惜。例如 lamenting a past glory won't help you have another breakthrough. 不停地回忆过去的荣耀并不能够帮助你有新的突破。或者是 our neighbor Mr. Wang lamented the ungratefulness of the young generation. 我们的邻居张先生对于年轻一代的人不懂得感谢而感到哀叹。最后我们来看的是 magnitude 这个名词 ,M-A-G-N 这个字根有大的意思，所以 magnitude 在这里是指重要性或严重性。例如 ,now we're facing a financial crisis of considerable magnitude, 我们现在要面对的财务危机是非同小可的。magnitude 也指等级或强度，例如 ,the 6.5 magnitude earthquake caused a lot of casualties,这个瑞士规模 6.5 的大地震造成了许多的伤亡。And now we have to get back to our teachers.
Well, I want to talk about something that Uncle Bob said here in today's conversation. Once the rules and consequences have been communicated for someone like Ralph, the main thing is to confront problems head on. Carolyn, do you think that people all around the world find this an easy thing to do or maybe difficult? What do you think?
Well, I think it's very difficult to confront problems head on, but if a manager or the owner of a company is very concerned about the success of their business, then they're not going to tolerate these problems. They aren't just going to let them go, but they're going to talk about them very directly, very straight with their employees, so that it is clear that their behavior is not acceptable.
That's true. Confrontation is not an easy thing, but it is very important to learn how to confront people with problems head on and not just be indirect about it. I know that's not easy for people of every culture in the world, but it's something we should learn how to do. Right now, it's time for us to say goodbye. But of course, we will see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then!